Dictation for Darrell, Darrell, K9, K-A-N-I-N-E, August 31, 41, addresses a letter to Kaylin, K-A-P-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, consultation for Mr. K9 with abnormal kidney function, high potassium, comes accompanied with wife, some weight loss, 3 small meals a day, no vomiting, dysphagia. Loose stools without any gross blood melena. Blames to diabetic medications. He's hard of hearing, using hearing aids. He is known to have enlargement of the prostate without infection, cloudiness, or blood. Some degree of nocturia, no incontinence, no gross edema. He looks older than his age, frail, with muscle wasting. He complains of an inguinal hernia on the right side. He has an abdominal aortic aneurysm, but denies abdominal or flank pain, follows cardiology Midland, trying to be as physically active as possible, denies chest pain syncope, has a chronic back pain. On muscle relaxants, Neurontin and Ultran, denies the use of oxygen, orthopnea, PND, no sleep apnea, other review system negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, coronary artery disease with prior stents. He mentioned a silent heart attack, congestive heart failure. He denies a pacemaker or valve abnormalities. Denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. Denies peripheral vascular disease, TIS stroke, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, prior urinary tract infection, no kidney stones, no pneumonia, does have diabetes with neuropathy but no ulcers. He denies retinopathy. Next paragraph. Procedure surgeries including 2 stents, coronary artery disease, bilateral knee replacement, left-sided rotator cuff repair, shoulder, gallbladder colonoscopies. Next paragraph, never smoke, very rare alcohol. Next paragraph, side effects, allergies to statin, Zetia, pravastatin. Next paragraph, medications include baclofen, aspirin, Coric, Celebrex, Neurontin, lisinopril, metformin, Prilosec, Flomax, Ultran, Tylenol, vitamin C, D-complex, Proscar. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, present weight 151, 66 inches tall, blood pressure 128-70 on the right, 122-64 on the left. Bilateral hearing aids, decreased hearing, looks elderly than his age, frail, muscle wasting, no gross JBD, carotid bruise, palpable thyroid and lymph nodes, no localized valvulitis, consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap gallop, no ascites, tenderness or masses, popliteal pulses are good, weaker dorsal pedis posterior tibialis, good capillary refill, no gross edema, besides the decreased hearing, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, kidney ultrasound. This is from September, 10.5 right, 9.4 left. Enlargement of the prostate, no obstruction. Bilateral simple cyst. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is from September. During analysis, no blood, no protein. Creatinine 1.8, representing a GFR 37 stage 3B, a low potassium 5.6, a normal sodium, mild metabolic acidosis 22, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH, anemia 12.8 with a normal white blood cell and platelet. In September, creatinine 1.85, before has fluctuated between 1.4 and 1.8. There has been normal liver function tests. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, question is slowly progressive, underlying diabetes, hypertension, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, hyperkalemia. Next number, exposure to Celebrex. Next number, blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Next number, progressive anemia. Next number, progressive weight loss, frailty, decreased functionality. Next paragraph, comments. She needs to stop Celebrex and all anti-inflammatory agents. For the time being, we will continue saying ACE inhibitor lisinopril. We will repeat chemistries. We'll include anemia workup, B12 folic acid, iron studies. Because of the weight loss and progressive anemia, we're going to do monoclonal protein. All issues discussed with the patient family member, end of dictation.